This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Challenge the kuffar, they know the Quran. Why they don't bring this verse in CNN? Verse Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah 5, verse 32. What is it? What is Allah saying there? Min ajli dhalik, we have written upon the children of Israel that this is the Quran, that if you kill one innocent life or commit mischief on earth, as if you killed all mankind. And you, if you save one life, if you are a doctor, a nurse, or an ordinary person, you save a life. You find someone about to die, you rush him to the hospital. You find a child drowning in Sungai, you jump, you save life. You do anything. You save a life, as if you saved all mankind. This is who we are. This is the Muslim. But in the media, what do you see us? Killers. This, that. That's what the West wants us. But we are not that.
But Shia, the fact is that we Muslims ourselves feel that it's all right to be, suicide bombers and kill
people. No. That's wrong. Why? Again, because no one is teaching the right Islam. I mean, not no one. Very few. And the ulama who speak the truth, we don't want them to speak. Why? Because sometimes they bother us. You know, they may say something we don't like. It's okay. But I know that alim is very healthy for the community. Why I shut him down and make someone puppet? Because he will say exactly what I want. No, we need to be honest. I agree that there are people who, in the name of Islam, they do horrible things. But how many? How many in 1.7 billion? Why you paint the whole 1.7? Am I one of them? Are you one of them? You are not. So why they say every Muslim is terrorist? Hey, not every Muslim is terrorist, but every terrorist is a Muslim. Lie. If we compare how many people are killed by Muslims versus how many people are killed by non-Muslims or by Christians or Americans, just Americans, we will see who is the terrorist. Don't accept that. And you stop people right there before they continue discussing with you. I don't allow you. You cannot allow them to further the discussion. Because that's, they have won. That's it. One of the best media discussions I have seen in my life was between the ambassador of Lebanon and CNN right after 9/11. And they brought this guy and they wanted Fox. And he was very smart. This diplomat was good. I don't think he will ever return. Every question they ask about terrorism in the Middle East, he says Sharon is the terrorist. Israel is the terrorist. But sir, I'm asking you this. Well, you brought me. I have 5 minutes. I have to say whatever I want. They want you to say something, and then based on that, you know, they will capitalize on it. He was very strong. Whatever question he said, Sharon is. Israel is occupying Muslim land. That's because why there is this. Wherever they go. So he was smart. He didn't answer the question. He used that 5 minutes live very well. How many of us are that smart? Human rights in the Muslim world, what are they about? The rights of people to do whatever they want. How about my right to go anywhere in any masjid? But someone can drive Jalan at 4 a.m. It's okay. I'm just giving you the West, the rights, the human rights, they mean white rights. If you are Uram Putih, you have rights. If you are Arab or African or Middle Eastern or Asian, you have no rights. So please, when they say human rights, they mean Uram Putih. Faham? Okay.